They are not of the world, as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. I sanctify myself for them, so they also may be sanctified by the truth. Jesus prayed that we might be unified in his truth, standing firm in the faith and strong in his word. In a world questioning the credibility of God's word, Christ's prayer is for his church to stand firm in unity and his word. This is The Answers Conversation, and I'm your host, Steve Hamm. We'll be answering the skeptical questions of our time, standing firm on the authority of God's word, and rejoicing in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Psalm 119 says this in verse 89 and 90, "Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You have established the earth and it stands fast." This is actually the key verse for our Answers Bible curriculum. It is a pre-K to adult Bible curriculum, Sunday school curriculum particularly, but it can be used in so many different varying ways. But Answers Bible curriculum, it's a chronological 3-year wonderful curriculum that we have to really want to come and support the church in partnering with the church in equipping people with good biblical truth from the beginning verse right through to the end. Today with us, as we had last week, we have Roger Patterson. He is one of the curriculum writers and editors and one of the chief content people here at Answers in Genesis. Great to have you again with us.
Glad to be with you again, Steve.
Hey, I wanted to really talk to you because you are so involved with curriculum. Last week we spoke about the Evolution Exposed books, and this week I really do want to talk about this major ABC curriculum because it has been an incredible endeavor, a huge part of your life, Roger. And tell us a little bit about it.
Well, yeah, as you've said, I've been working on this for about 5 years now, and it's the biggest curriculum endeavor we've certainly undertaken here at Answers in Genesis. It's intended to be used from preschool all the way up through adult. We have many different age levels in it. As you mentioned before, it's a 3-year program that's intended to be a chronological walk through the Bible, and it's really born out of a lot of the research that the Already Gone book was based on, thinking about how to train our children in the churches. And we wanted to offer a solution to so many children who are doubting the truthfulness of Scripture at a very young age. And so Answers Bible Curriculum is an attempt to do that. And we're not just focused on character issues or certain different themes throughout Scripture. But we really want to take people through the Bible in a chronological fashion so that they can connect the dots and understand that the Bible just isn't a random collection of stories about a bunch of people who lived a long time ago, but there are very definite goals in God's mind throughout Scripture, the main theme there being redemption in Christ.
Mm-hmm. So we don't want to just teach kids that because David was courageous and stood up to Goliath, so you should be courageous, right?
No, absolutely not. We want to be teaching the students how to actually study those passages for themselves, how to see how the account of David's valor there fits in the bigger picture of God's redemptive history and actually be able to study the Bible for themselves and offer answers, apologetics. How could there really be a man that tall? Could a little boy really kill somebody with a stone? And even focusing on some of those details in the text to help them answer those questions from skeptics as well.
And it's a great one to talk about as far as David and Goliath is concerned, because what you said is so true. You know, how could a man grow this tall? How could this young man kill this great guy? And those things really put a historical value, like we are able to see, okay, there really is a historical reference point when we are reading scripture. This is a narrative that tells us about something that really did happen in the past, and God is really working out his purposes through it.
Absolutely. And then we see King David coming and part of the kingdom of Israel, and then it's through the line of David that Christ comes. It's the throne of David that Christ is sitting upon.
Amen.
And so connecting those pieces is a really important aspect of the curriculum.
Okay, so there's a number of these different, I suppose, they're content pieces, the truths that we try to stand by for Answers Bible Curriculum. The first one is that the Bible is trustworthy. What is it about this that is specific to Answers Bible Curriculum?
We really want to make sure we lay a foundation. We spend a lot of time in the first quarter worth of lessons talking about what the Bible is, how we got it, who God is, why we can trust him, so that we can look to the Bible as the absolute authority in every area of our life. God's word is true. We see in many places in Scripture God affirming that he cannot lie. It's not consistent with his character. So we're looking at all of those pieces together to make sure that we have a trustworthy, reliable source. If we're learning about all of these things and it's coming from an unreliable source, then the lessons we're going to learn are going to be unreliable. So we want to make sure that we establish that trustworthiness of the Bible early on in the curriculum and then continually reaffirm that as we go through all the different lessons.
Now, if you're showing things like the archaeological or the scientific, the support that comes with Scripture, let me ask you this. How are you doing that with a pre-K or a year one student?
Well, we're obviously teaching different truths at different levels. Mm. And part of the structure of the curriculum is that every age level, if a church adopted it across the board, every age level would be covering the same basic topic. So if we're talking about David and Goliath in this lesson, we're going to be digging into things much more deeply with the adults than we are with the fifth graders. Mm. And then with something like a preschooler, we're trying to get one key thought. Mm. And so for that lesson in particular, the preschooler might walk away with, God is awesome. He's the one who wins the battle. God wins the battle, and God's the hero of the story. For the middle school kids, it might be a bit more advanced than that, and they might get some of the interesting dating things. How do we know how old David was? Was he a little boy or was he older? Mm. And with the adults, then we might go into some of the other archaeological details and a lot more specific details. So we're going to teach those things at an age-appropriate level. Mm. And then doing that allows the family to grow together and talk about those things together. And that's another main goal, is to really equip mom and dad to teach their family as well.
Yeah, praise God. Because that is so needed in family ministry in the church today. There is so many views that it's almost as if the youth group or the Sunday school is where kids are getting that Christian spiritual leadership. But we need to be making sure that that is happening at home and parents are equipped to really point their kids to biblical truth and to Christ.
Yeah, and we're doing that with some of the take-home sheets and some of the other materials. Have a home word section where mom and dad get a little snippet, even if they didn't hear the lesson. They get a little snippet of the lesson. Gives them some discussion questions to talk through with their kids. And then we've also provided a family devotional book where once a week you can sit down with the family, and dad or mom in a single situation or someone can be leading this discussion around this devotional in the middle of the week, thinking back to what we learned on Sunday, and then getting a little sneak peek forward to the next week's lesson as well.
There's a number of guiding principles, as I discussed earlier, and that first one we talked about, the Bible is trustworthy. There's one here on God's providence, that God is sovereign, accomplishes his will through his people. We're constantly pointing and showing that through the history. And in doing that, we actually take a chronological attack. So tell us more about why you think that is an important way to go.
So many times, different curricula are set up around themes and topics. One week you're talking about Daniel, and then the next week you're talking about Paul, and then you're talking about Nehemiah, and you're talking about Moses. And in most people's minds, those people and the events of Scripture are all kind of a big jumbled pot, you reach in and pull out one character to talk about them if you want this certain theme. So we pull out Nehemiah to talk about leadership.
Right.
And that really is a huge problem in the church. And I would imagine, even in a good Bible-believing church, if you ask people to put put these 10 people in order in the Bible, I bet you'd be surprised at how few people could actually do that. And understanding that God has progressively revealed things to us is another aspect of the chronological teaching. We get a little tiny glimpse of the gospel in Genesis 3:15, where God promises to send a seed, and then that seed is then passed along, that promise of the seed passed along to Abraham and through his descendants. And then we see very clearly that seed being revealed in Jesus Christ. So tracing the seed that's promised in Genesis 3 and those promises on through history, showing the faithfulness of God to bring about the redemptive plan that he has had in place before the foundation of the world, you can really only accomplish that if you're looking through things in a chronological fashion.
Now, as well as going through that chronological historical teaching perspective, we also want to see the interwoven theme. The big truth that Scripture clearly points to is that biblical redemption in Scripture. Tell us more about that.
We call this the scarlet thread. It's a common phrase used to refer to seeing Christ in the Old Testament, the redemptive things that are happening, how God, in many ways, there are many types and shadows and prefigurements of Christ and the sacrifices in the Old Testament. Looking at how all those pieces fit together is really an amazing thing, and it's truly been a blessing for me as a writer. I have the terrible task to have to sit down in front of the Bible every day and study these things out and learn about them, and it's really been a true blessing.
One of the best jobs in the world.
Oh, it's tough. Please send support. It's so hard. But I've really learned and grown so much in my understanding of how all of these pieces fit together, and even tracing through some of the darker parts, the people like Rahab that we get to show how she was a prostitute who God redeemed, and then through her line, Christ comes, and she's even mentioned in the genealogies that we have in Matthew, and talking about those things. So seeing how God not only redeems people, but how he takes just terrible things and turns them into good things. And we think about that in the respect of Romans 8, that all things are working together for good to those who love Christ.
And according to his purpose. And so we always we have that sovereignty theme in there as well, showing that he's accomplishing his will through his people. We also are trying to equip people with apologetics and life application of the gospel in their life. But let's just finish with the apologetics and just a couple of statements on that.
We think about the already gone studies and the data there, and so many people have so many doubts about, could the ark really float? How did Noah get all those animals on the ark? Could David really have been the king of Israel? Is there any archaeological evidence that David was a king? All of those types of things, we're going to weave those into the lessons where they're appropriate and help answer those questions. Because those questions don't only come from skeptics, but many times Christians have those questions. Some of the things in the Bible are pretty amazing, and we wonder if they could really happen. Well, no, they can't happen unless God brings them about, and God works miracles in many ways. But we also see some very reasonable answers that we can develop scientific models to try and understand, well, what might the ark have looked like and how was it shaped to be able to support that over the year-long flood.
Well, that's the Answers Bible curriculum. If you are a Sunday school teacher, a pastor, you're in charge of any Christian education, you might be a homeschool parent, and you really want to equip not only kids, but you can equip adults. Remember, it is pre-K to adult, three-year chronological curriculum. It's very flexible. You can be used in many different ways in teaching settings, and just can't recommend this enough. Thank Roger for his wonderful work and the team that he works with on this curriculum. And if you want more information about it, just go to answersingenesis.org. If you want answers on this or any other subject, visit answersingenesis.org. That's answersingenesis.org.